Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
We are back with the second installment of the April Fool's Day adventure, The Awakened Veil, a rockin' good time.
Wow.
Typically, we are a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast, but in this particular instance, we are playing Monster of the Week. Right now, starting with the person on my right, we're going to go around, introduce ourselves, and say who we are playing this week.
Hi, everyone. I'm David. And this week, I am playing Marcy Mulberry, the mundane, the kid sister contractually bound by a pact to the crooked over here.
Hello, hello. My name is Jonathan, and I am playing Darwin, the crooked, a famous monster hunter who is very surprised at how he ended up in this mess with his kid sister, a nerd, and a ghost.
Whoa. I'm Sophie, playing Agatha, the ghost, who is also the Wild Rixian production assistant, eternally bound to fulfill her contract that did not end upon death on the job. Okay? Okay? That's just a ghost.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I'm playing the nerd.
Yeah.
I am playing Carlisle Llewellyn Carlvin, that's in air quotes, Cowdery the Sixth. I am the expert and obviously one of the great academics of this or any age.
I am going to use Carlvin when Val needs a random faction. Please, Nathan, no. I'm bringing Carlvin up.
He needs to be here.
Last time, as members of the Wild Rixian Exploration, Contact, and Navigation Group, you were asked to come and investigate because a distress signal of sorts came out where members of the Awakened Veil sent a message saying that they had traitors in their midst and needed help weeding them out. You were teleported to the area, and there you found a gate of sorts, a portal guarded by what looked like two earth elementals. Once you discovered that the earth elementals were, number one, not going to let you through, and number two, were not who they said they were, and then number three, because you found out the earth elementals were not who they said they were and were going to kill you, you had to, unfortunately, dispatch them.
Yeah, that last one was like the big one.
Yeah.
I would say. Like
that, yeah, that, of that.
You know, I think, you know, we're going into a strange situation. We don't know who's involved, the ins, the outs, complicated local politics. Absolutely, we're guests here. There's really the, like, and we have to kill these guys. For me, at least, I don't speak for everyone, but that's what did it.
Once dispatching them, they reverted in form to that of four-leaf clovers. And you discovered a stone on them that had some kind of message attached to it, which seemed to lay out what the plan was for these clover creatures that were going to attempt to take over the Illuvium Council and then go to war with the mortals. You are now standing directly in front of an expanse in front of you of the Awakened Veil. As you make your way down the path, you can see that there's a small town with a large evergreen tree just outside of it. As you're getting closer to the town, the tree in front suddenly forms a face, and a voice stops you.
Hey, whoa! Before you get too far, let me just say, first of all, welcome to the Awakened Veil. If I might be so bold as to ask, what's your business here in our little city?
Oh, this is much nicer than the last one.
I do not know who you met before, but let me assure you, I am always polite first.
Do you know this guy?
I don't know, but he seems pretty good. Way better than those weird little clover guys we saw outside.
Clover's pretending to be earth elementals, thank you.
Yeah, they tried to kill us. They weren't very nice.
There's like rocks outside your front door. Do you know about that?
I was actually not aware of that because, as you can see, I am pretty much planted in this spot.
Is that a pun?
If you, yeah, sure, I'll give it to you.
I'm taking it.
You.
But it's very literal.
Right. May I ask your name?
Oh, of course. Most folks around here call me the boss, but you may address me as either the boss or by my actual name, Spruce Bringsteen.
I know that.
Nice to meet you.
I want the outro to keep going.
Yeah, like, they're having so much fun with this one. I love it.
Agatha will say, I appreciate your dedication to an instrumental outro, DeBoss.
Well, you know, I do what I can. I was told to watch out for you. I know you're here to help, but the first stop you're going to want to make is to see the members of the Illuvian Council. It's the largest rock building over there, and it's got that column in front with the name Save Ferris across the top of it. That's where you're going to want to go first. You can't miss it.
Like the Save Ferris Bueller Water Tower? Wait. DeBoss, I would, seen as you are DeBoss, there were two Clover people disguised as Earth Elementals outside your gates, specifically trying to prevent us from entering by murder.
Oh, that is quite concerning.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell, you know, which ones are which there, because they generally do not revert back until death. But it's those shamrocks.
I knew there was a reason.
I was working really hard to come up with
it. I've been holding on to that one for so long.
I'm mad about it.
I was like, four leaf clovers, why?
That was
episode. That was it. That was the grand.
Good night, everybody. That was I. Oh man, when I came up with that one, I was like, I remember I was in the car and I was driving, and I'm like, what are these? You know, what are the enemy going to be? And I'm like, well, it's got to be some kind of rocks, but you know, maybe they're just fake rocks. And I went through this whole pyrite kind of thing. And I'm like, no, No.
But let it be known that all of our characters are all just nodding. Is like, yeah, yeah. Those shamrocks.
Sophie, dying. Agatha.
Right. It's just straight face value. Yeah. Yep. Oh, God. I can't imagine that that's a real.
That's terrible. Real. Yeah.
Sorry. One last question. So we'll just tell, I guess, the council about all of that. But just big building, right? The fairest thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Largest building. Cannot miss it.
Is there like a grid system, like a thoroughfare? Or...
Follow the path; it'll take you straight to the front steps.
Okay, but there's no like streets, like you know, like in some cities, you know, they would name it like A, B, C, D, E Street, kind of. You know,
I see where you are going there, and if I may be so bold as to say, no, we do not have that here. But
no.
But East Street seems like it would be a perfectly reasonable name to name a street. Go ahead and take a plus one.
Well, I guess it's time for us to run. So as we're, as we say our goodbyes to the boss, what are we walking into? Like, is this just like a grove kind of situation?
No, it actually looks more like a very small scale city. As you're walking, you see other creatures walking around as well. You see a group of four, it looks like earth elementals, but they're wearing kind of like banded mail, and they are escorting what looks like an elemental made completely out of gold. They're kind of walking by, and one of them gestures you off and tries to move you to the side and says, oh, dude. Oh, you got to be careful, man. You got to get out of the way of these gold elementals, man. They just, oh, dude. Anyway, have a gnarly day, man. And they just kind of keep walking, and it looks like they're escorting this gold elemental somewhere.
What is it?
A tough one.
This is going to...
That's a tough one.
These, for listeners at home, these recordings take roughly 50% longer than any other episode because we all refuse to move on.
Yeah.
Until we
spend at least 35 seconds just being like, all right, what is it?
Is it
something?
Yeah.
We know
state?
It. What is it?
Hmm?
Is it because it's like California's the gold state? Like Golden State?
Not what I intended, but that's good.
Okay.
You do see another one of these groups, also four of these elementals kind of in the banded mail, and meet up with this other group of four, and they're like, oh, Biff! I was like, Biff, nice to see you! Oh, Biff! Looking good, Biff! Yeah, you too, Biff!
Biff isn't from Back to the Future.
I think it's Bill and Ted's, but I don't know the movie enough.
I was thinking banded mail is the pun somewhere. Ooh, okay, I got a nod from Steve. That's in there.
I'll give you the one for
that. Okay, okay.
Biff is actually a geologic term. It stands for banded iron formation.
I love Steve. Geology major, busting out all of it.
Not holding
back.
The prospectors would look for those because they were generally associated with gold deposits.
Okay. Now we can get it. We figured it out. Mm-hmm.
You make your way down the path, and sure enough, it leads to a large stone building, like kind of what you would typically view as some kind of council chamber. Inside of that large building, one of the earth elementals sees you and approaches you as kind of like almost like this rolling flow of earth as it comes to you, and stops in front of you, and she says, thank you for coming so quickly. You must be the representatives from Wild Rixia, yes?
That's us.
I have to say, all of us on the Alluvian Council are huge fans.
We appreciate that very much. We put a lot of hard work into this.
Now, what can I do to help you find these imposters in our council chambers?
Before we do that, can we maybe try to, I'm just thinking, like, is the person that we're talking to under an illusion of any kind? So Darwin's going to like wave his hand over at Agatha. Yeah, maybe try that other thing you did to the earth elementals first. See what this one's got going on.
Okay. Agatha will use magic to just sense if this rock creature has any illusions on them.
Okay.
If there is a shamrock underneath.
If they are shamrock. All right.
An 8. Oh, no, sorry, 9.
You kind of gesture and mumble a couple words. And the consequence to this, because it wasn't a full success, is that she notices. She kind of tilts her head and you wave your hand and you get no feeling from her magically that there she's cloaked in any kind of illusion.
Okay.
I trust you found what you, or didn't find what you were looking for?
Yes, apologies, ma'am. Outside the gate to the Awakened Vale, we were greeted by two elemental guards that turned out to try to murder us. And then when their illusions dispersed, were in fact four-leaf clovers or shamrocks.
These shamrocks.
That has led us, given us a lead into where we can look.
And Marcy will pipe up. Would it be possible to get all the council members out here? Can't you just do what you did, Agatha, to all of them?
Well, it'd be a little difficult. They're in session right now.
Oh, well, they're all in one place then. And Marcy is going to, once again, pull a what could go wrong.
All right.
And, like, this time hold on to Agatha and, like, come on, they're all in one place. This is the perfect time.
And Agatha is just like, it's kind of worked before. Sure.
Yeah. And try to barge in there.
Is there a roll with it or no? To remind me.
It just says, what could go wrong? Whatever you charge into immediate danger without hedging your bets, hold 2. You may spend your hold to do very
good. Okay. All right. So you're holding 2.
Yes. So I'm holding 2 in preparation to go into this room. And like, I want to say, stop everything. We need to find the traitors and then somehow have Agatha do some magic that she doesn't understand to find them.
Cool. Great.
As you're moving away, this earth elemental then says, no, you don't understand. They're in session now. They're about to vote.
Yeah, we need to stop that.
And Marcy pushes open the doors.
So for that, it would be some kind of act under pressure. I'm going to ask you to roll that to try to force the doors open.
Okay.
Can Marcy. I help since I am being dragged along?
Yes. If you roll a 1 to 6, you do not help them. They get no.
Right.
Get
oh,
no
okay. Exactly. Okay.
So a 7 to 9, they get a +1, but you expose yourself.
You're roped in.
I'm on.
Yeah.
I'm arm in arm roped with in. Marcy.
Come on, Agatha, let's do this.
I rolled snake eyes.
Ooh. I also rolled snake eyes? Wow. Did we get a bonus for that? Like, we rolled.
Wait. Oh, no,
the
I
door can't. Explodes.
We rolled
can
4
Can I give
ones.
Her my luck?
I yeah.
don't know. The luck is your roll. Yeah.
Marcy is just like holding on to this doorknob and like rattling it with all she's got, and it doesn't seem to be budging.
It is absolutely not moving.
Pulling very hard.
However, because the help failed and the trying to get in failed, neither of you notice that there is another elemental coming through and moving pretty quickly, trying to get to the door. And looks like they're going to like shove the door open, and they don't seem to have noticed you. Unfortunately, you are between them and the door. So
can I get rock in a hard place? You're between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
Absolutely. Yeah. Take it. It's yours. Yes. However, when you do get to the door, this earth elemental slams into you. You each take 1 point of harm. You are close enough, though, that you hear this creature going over some kind of plan or something. It's like muttering under its breath of something that it needs to do or that it's going to do when it gets into the chambers.
too late. Keep them distracted, and then that'll be great. Council is in session. They will vote today. I'm gonna waste the time with distraction. Members who want.
Next time, just tell them to keep doing the outro and just like, keep playing music for like 10 minutes. Just we'll put the backing track,
And now, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by A Foul Light Shines, a new free serial novel based on a D&D campaign. The Empire of Fire and Water has known 20 golden years of peace since the end of Agenion's War, a peace which is now in peril. When a ragtag group of friends intervene in a grotesque monster attack, they're too late to save a wounded man who leaves them with an encrypted journal and the words, "Trust no one, Tyr." Can the gang find Tyr, escape the claws of more strange monsters, and uncover the lurking threat to the Empire before it's too late? This story features themes of found family and strength in diversity, and is available for free on Campfire and Royal Road. A Foul Light Shines. Come for the fantasy. Stay for the cheese-obsessed goblin gunslinger.
Hey everyone, Jonathan here with the midroll. If you're looking for the hottest frog memes around, join the Reckless Attack community on Discord. You can find a link to it in the show notes of our latest episodes or on our website, recklessattack.com. Want to support the show? Tell a friend or check out our Patreon at patreon.com/recklessattack, where you can get access to our behind-the-screen talkback show as well as our new Reckless Snack series, where we eat snacks, hang out, and just talk about whatever's on our mind. Thanks so much for listening to us, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.
Just to clarify, so this was the one that was walking up to us that was doing this?
That was...
Yes, from your translation, you get that this one is in there to basically cause some kind of distraction. So that the members of the council who are going to vote for peace instead of war with the mortals will be distracted and won't make a vote. So there will be an overwhelming, we're going to war vote.
Carlvin is transcribing all of this as this large creature is just approaching. He's just like, he said distraction and then did a bunch of very creepy laughing. And then they're doing a distraction. Another bad one. Yep. Stop. Can I make a roll to do a thing?
I would love it.
That
if
is
you
how
did.
The game works, actually.
Can I not tell you what I'm rolling for the first roll?
How much trust do you have in Nathan?
You know what? Sure.
Great.
I'll take that bet.
I'll put it this way. One of my skills as the expert is preparedness, which means when I need something that is unusual or rare, I can just roll for sharp to see if I have it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm rolling for a thing. So first, screw it. I'm spending my luck.
Yeah!
To get a 12.
Okay.
So I have this thing. I'm also then going to, I guess...
Let's do just a real quick flashback. You still don't have to tell me what it is quite yet, but a quick flashback to
you having just found out that you are being sent into the field, what does it look like that you are preparing that this thing would be with you?
So part of what this kit that I have packed for myself is essentially a, you know, when someone goes to a high-end camping store for the first time, who is very rich and doesn't know what they're doing, just goes to REI or whatever and is like, yes, I need $10,000 worth of hiking boots and tarps, I guess, or whatever else. And yes, of course, I need this very expensive canteen.
Naturally.
And so he's just packing this up, and it is very deep and stuffed as carefully as humanly possible inside of his bag. And Carlvin reaches into his bag, which again is on the floor, draped out, and he pulls out a vial of something. He is going to wide-eyed, in the most awkward, untrained, uncoordinated way maybe any of you have ever seen, is going to throw it like a baseball at this thing that is attacking the rest of the group. Which unfortunately probably means I have to roll kick some ass.
It does.
Which I'm fine with. How many plus ones can I spend of my own?
So if you have, for instance, if you have two that you have accumulated, you can spend both of them.
Great, I'm going to do that. Nice. So I get to seven just barely.
Wow.
I rolled bad and am bad. This vial flies there. It is an ugly toss. And as I throw, I accidentally stumble forward a little too close to this creature because I have thrown a vial of alchemist's fire at this hopefully made of plant creature.
Yes, indeed.
Hee-ho! Well,
so alchemist's fire, I will say that that is going to be generally 2 points of harm. However, it will take an additional one because it is indeed fire on a plant.
Ha-ha!
Nice!
So that will be 3 points.
And then what happens to me?
So this creature, seeing you all, since you stumbled closer, it is going to use its ability, the Shamrock Shake.
Damn it.
Were you so happy when I brought up the Shamrock Shake earlier?
I was, and I didn't say anything.
I can't say anything.
So anyway, thank you, John Rivera, for that one, because that was one I did not think of on my own. But as you stumble forward, it slams itself into the ground, and it actually sends out a wave, and anybody that's close to it, so basically the three of you, get knocked prone.
So Marcy, now that she's on the ground, is going to try and take revenge and petulantly kick this thing's shins from the ground. I am also going to use my hold from What Could Go Wrong to inflict one additional harm.
Okay.
So I'm just going to try and kick some ass and see what happens.
Go for it.
That is a 7. Oh, nice.
And what's the total harm?
I'm going to hit it with my foot, I guess. I'm just going to kick it, which is one harm.
Okay.
And an additional harm, so 2.
Okay.
I've just, like, jammed my shoe in between two important parts and do extra damage.
Kick it right in the clover.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not looking so good, but out of it, you see it almost looks like filaments of some kind of plant, like very skinny leaves.
Mm-hmm.
You might even call them blades of grass.
Mm.
And it does poke you when you hit it. When you were hitting it with your foot, these kind of came out.
Yeah.
And so you do take a 1 point of harm from that.
Okay. All right.
I, Agatha, am sick of this back and forth. She is going to use magic to cast Monster of the Week Zone of Truth and make this Shamrock tell her who the one inside is I need to go find to end these shenanigans.
Go ahead and roll your use magic.
12.
Ooh.
Oh,
hey.
Wow.
So this...
it really pays to be weird, guys. Yep.
You kind of feel this pressure build, and then it dissipates as the pressure kind of settles on this, what looks like an earth elemental in front of you. It looks at you, and you're essentially asking it who you have to...
Yeah, it's like, whose
whose butt do I need to kick in order to get this done? Again, translated through Carlvin,
essentially you get this kind of Shamrock Prime.
What does Shamrock Prime look like in its elemental disguised form?
In Earth Elemental.
What distinguishing characteristics does this Earth Elemental have?
The Earth Elemental is in the form of Schist.
I'm sorry, did I hear you correctly?
Yes. You're looking for a little Schist.
What's a Schist?
It is very thin layers, and it kind of has an iridescence to it. So it kind of has that oil on water look.
Oh, okay.
Is the best way to describe it.
I love that you have to have a degree in geology.
Okay.
We still got to stop this thing, right?
Yeah, Darwin, let's go.
All right, fire off a magic missile. Let's see if we can end this thing. Not good, though. 5 from me.
The earth elemental in front of you, which you now know is a shamrock, uh-huh. but it still looks like an earth elemental, sees you gesturing and speaking and smacks you as you're doing it. It's going to use its ability, take a nap, K-N-A-P. And it smacks you, and it sends you flying about 15 feet and sliding across the ground.
Brother, no!
That's going to be 2 harm.
Yeah, okay. I earned that one. Marcy is going to yell out, "No, big brother!" And in that same motion, she is going to try and channel the same energy that you just did. I'm also going to try to cast Magic Missile at this point.
Oh, okay.
Using weird.
All right, go ahead. Be weird.
Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. I'm Darwin's little sister. I have to protect him. I'm going to use my +2 inspiration thing. So that is a 8 on
the Hey.
There you go.
That is successful. Which is enough to drop this creature.
Yeah.
Hey. Ooh.
And Marcy is like standing there shaking like, "I've never cast a spell before.
This is when you decide to try?"
Well, I've always seen my big brother doing it, but I never thought I could do it.
Agatha like tries to pat you on the head and forget she's incorporeal. It's a real weird time for you.
Darwin will get up, you know, like walk over the 15 feet and just like, give you a fist bump, like, "You did good, kid."
And as you move over there, again, the form of this elemental kind of shimmers and shrinks a little bit, and you see the 4-leaf clover lying on the ground. Although next to it is what looks like a lens made out of quartz, so it's about maybe 4-inch diameter.
Why does the diameter matter? Like, this has got to be part of it.
Yeah. Well, we deep. The four band. Yeah, yeah. Biffs matter. Yeah. So wait,
it actually doesn't. I was just describing it so you knew what it would look like.
Okay.
But it is. It looks like a quartz crystal that has been polished into a lens.
Carlvin, do you know what that is?
Yeah. So I guess, first of all, just very quickly, Carlvin is kind of still pulling himself together after lightly trying to do a murder, which is something he's going to have to unpack with his very expensive therapist later. But he really quick would like to try and clock if he can recognize what that gem is, or that, that piece of quartz, by investigate a mystery, I assume?
Yep, that would work.
That is a 9.
You're not entirely sure how it works.
Yeah, and this would be a what can it do?
What
would
can
be
it
the
do?
Question.
This will show creatures' true forms.
Hmm, wow, that's pretty useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just like, he's like, "Oh, yeah, this is a seeing quartz."
And this is when Carlvin smashes the crystal and
yeah.
pulls off his mask. He's an earth elemental.
So you don't need to know what this is.
Yeah. That's how you can speak earth elemental.
Yeah.
You traitor.
And then he just literally like hands it to whoever is closest and is most corporeal at the time.
It's Marcy. She takes it.
Yeah, wow. Great. That's fine. He literally doesn't care. And he goes up to the clerk. I don't know. You know, the person who was...
The one who greeted you?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And just be like, is there anything in like bylaws, you know, for like an emergency stop kind of situation?
Is this the point where we can charge in and stop the vote, Madam Clerk?
You can't. I can. You can come in after me, but you can't charge. And she starts moving towards
the door. We will
the
follow
door.
Your lead.
Okay.
So she moves up to the chambers, and as you get closer, you actually hear the sounds of a vote actually being cast. You can't make out the words exactly, but you can tell that at least a portion of the members do not agree with whatever the final outcome was. And one voice does come through.
How can this be the decision of the council? We have always looked out for the mortals, even if most of them have never even seen us. If this decision is allowed to stand, I fear we may not make it as a society. The mortals outnumber us, and we have all seen how they fight against each other. What do you think they will do to us?
That was great. Yeah. I like that one. Marcy is going to walk in with the lens held up, and I am once again going to use oops.
That's fantastic.
And stumble into something important.
Okay. You're holding the lens up and you walk in, and the upper levels of this chamber have spaces in them where light can come in and it's shining through. So there's these light beams that kind of crisscross the chamber and light it. As you're walking, you're holding the lens up, and you walk into one of these beams. The lens scatters the light, and you notice that one or two creatures that it hits with the scattered light, you can see through, like the illusion drops on them. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, you're looking around the chamber, and you see two shamrocks that have come into your beam of light, and they now look like shamrocks. Even without the lens held up to you.
Oh, so it dispelled the illusion.
It looks like it did.
Look at that! And Marcy is like going to like keep the thing up and
disco ball it, rotate it
around. Yeah, she's gonna like so she points that out and then immediately just begins like waving the quartz crystal in the air with a light and like spins it around and tries to
the intent is to hit as many things as you can.
To hit as many of them as you can.
I am going to have you to see how well that works.
Okay.
We'll just call it act under pressure.
Okay. And so Marcy is going to act under pressure to try to get as many of these shamrocks exposed as she can. Ooh, that is a 7.
So you start waving this thing around and there's more than you were expecting. But the downside, because it wasn't a full success, is that it doesn't look like a lot of the other council members have noticed yet. Mm. But the ones that you have exposed, they're looking down and being like, no, oh no.
Is there a gavel?
Yes, you do see
A gravel gavel.
Yes, a gravel gavel. Very good. I'll give you a point. There is a gravel gavel held by, it looks like the person that had been calling the vote is standing in the middle of the chamber, and they do have a rock hammer.
I am going to stride forward, stand next to Marcy, but I'm going to use magic to control their arm and just ring that gavel to get all eyes on Marcy and myself, and hopefully Darwin and Calvin or Carlvin will.
Carlvin's fine.
Well,
that sounds like a great idea. Go ahead and use your magic.
12.
Wow. All right. Well,
it turns out you were pretty good.
Only rolled 12 and double one.
Yeah.
That is the end of the list of things you rolled.
That was, well, you know, got to hit both ends. You reach out and you can feel the magic taking hold as you form it around the arm and the rock hammer that this thing is holding. When it turns to say something to somebody else, all of a sudden the hammer comes down and just dish, dish, dish. And all of a sudden the council chamber goes quiet and everybody is looking down at the floor where you are all standing.
Agatha will point and say, "Members of the council, please note the shamrocks among you."
As is tradition in any kind of bureaucracy, there is a bunch of harumphing. But they do look around, and you see the shamrocks form these blades out of the leaves in their hands, and there is some fighting that looks like it has started. I'm going to call for a quick investigate a mystery roll from everybody. And this will be to determine if you can actually spot the schist.
I have an 11.
Wow.
Okay.
Darwin has a 9. Marcy has an 8.
I have a 6.
Okay. Carlvin, yeah, you spot that schist. It is it is towards the lower level of this kind of tiered council area. And I will also say one additional thing. You see that it has spotted the lens.
Very casually. Actually, not at all casually. Carlvin is extremely out of his element, but he has just enough poise to lean over to Marcy and just say, "Hey, point that one too."
And Marcy will shift her gaze over to the one that...
Like left,
the
sunbeam.
Left.
So, too much? So while looking through it, you definitely see that is a much larger shamrock than the ones you have seen previously. And you see the kind of like illusory outline of the earth elemental, the schist, around it. But you definitely see the shamrock inside, and it is a much larger being than the others you have seen.
Okay, and Marcy's going to like illuminate it with a light beam and point that one out. There it is, the schist!
I'm going to have you make another act under pressure roll.
Okay. That is a 9.
Okay.
Hey. Nice.
So it works and it scatters, and you see that one, the image drops. And a couple other ones above it, you see the image also drop as well. But there is a lot of confusion going on as all of these handful of illusions have dropped. And the other council members are looking around, pointing, and it's like the Spider-Man meme. They're all pointing at each other. You hear a call go out from the clerk that was with you,
mm-hmm.
Steps outside and yells something, and she's basically calling for the guards.
Someone, take that schist!
Agatha will just run up right to Shamrock Prime and just doesn't, whatever. Let's start this party.
All right.
Slash it with her heavy sword.
Okay.
That's a 7.
So you hit it. How much harm?
3 harm.
Wow. All right.
She's not messing around. She's slicing and dicing that clover and yelling at the top of her lungs, "Attention, council. This is the Shamrock in charge. Shamrock Prime is here, and I would appreciate assistance in stopping their warlust behavior."
So it is going to use its strike and dip ability. So it will take
one less damage as it dips out of the way, and also strikes you for 2 points.
Darwin, a little help over here!
All right, I'm up. And we're going to try and hold this Shamrock Prime in place so that it can't get anywhere with a nice use magic. I'm going to use my luck for that one, and I'm going to say it's a 12.
Okay.
Because it was bad.
The Shamrock Prime seems to be locked in place now.
Marcy is going to quickly whip around her adventurous pack, rummage through it, and then pull out a small crossbow. That's going to point it and shoot it at Shamrock Prime.
All right. Roll for kick some ass.
11.
Wow. Nice.
That is going to be 2 harm.
2 harm. Okay.
Shamrock Prime, answer for your crimes.
What do you have to say for yourself as we jam a mic in front of their face?
I only had the best interest of this council in mind. We must attack them before they attack us.
And there are other fights that have kind of broken out around the council chambers. You see some of the guard come in. Again, it's those iron elementals with the bands across them.
The biffs.
The biffs, yeah.
Oh, dude, there's like a fight going on in here. Oh, come on, man. This is awesome.
Now that the fights have actually broken out, I'm wondering, can I try to calm things down a little bit, even though we just initiated this? I don't want to, you know, kill the Shamrock Prime. So I'm going to try to use Manipulate Someone and just try to, like, calm the council down a little bit to see if we can maybe end this a bit more peacefully than we started.
But, let justice prevail.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to roll Charm.
Okay.
I got an 11 for that.
Ooh! Nice. Yeah. All right.
So Darwin is tired of this. He has been up too long. He's been babysitting Marcy for, like, the whole day.
It's true.
She's kicking ass,
it's
like
true.
I gotta say.
It's true.
But in an annoying way.
Yeah. It's like, all right, everyone. We can all see this vote was a sham. And why don't we all take this moment to look at the real perpetrators, Shamrock Prime over here. Clearly not a rock, and therefore has no bearing on this vote.
Your words have inspired people. Specifically, the guards that were around you that were about to jump into the combat to try to take on the Shamrocks. One of them says,
oh, the little squishy mortal, man. He's like totally right, dude. Oh, yeah, dude! Incarceration!
Biff!
Boy, that's complicated.
And so the biffs rush in, and there's still some fighting going on, but the Shamrocks are all identified and captured and escorted out of the council chambers. You are allowed to stay in for a revote, which is overwhelmingly for not attacking the mortals.
Wow.
And and with the Clover leader, Shamrock Prime, mm-hmm. identified and finally beat, the remaining members of the Alluvian Council, each in turn, thank you for what you have done. With the use of the lens, they're able to find any remaining traitors that were outside of the chambers. And with that, Wild Rixia is allowed to explore and interview the various denizens of the Awakened Vale.
Nice.
Providing new and abundant topics for many episodes to come.
Yay. Thank God we got some content.
Yeah. Most importantly, phew. Content.
April Fool's Day episode, everybody.
Leave all the puns we didn't get in the comments.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bye, everyone.
There are a few of them. Bye.
Bye.
Does it look like a little schist?
It does not.
Not anymore.
Okay.
You successfully
wiped that image of the little schist.
Yes. Away. You're looking for the earth elemental that is full of schist, and you have not seen that one yet.
And it's been wiped clean.
Yes.